Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is, what is today? Wednesday, I think. Yeah, today's Wednesday. Wednesday, May the 15th. Payday for some folks. Wednesday, May the 15th. Every day is payday for me. Wednesday, May the 15th, 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got a very, very, very powerful show scheduled for today. We're giving the solution to the three-step problem that brings about a neurological disconnection that is self-rejection, that is self-hatred, and that is self-shame or guilt. So now we got the three steps to bring about a neurological connection. So we've talked about the three steps that disconnect the brain. Now we want to break down the three steps that reconnect the brain. This is called sex in the brain instead of sex on the brain. Now, women, I don't know if y'all know, but most men, we have sex on the brain. 24/7, 365. Men, we got sex on the brain. This is brain orgasm. Instead of having an orgasm in the little head, it's about having an orgasm in the big head. Now, this is just a neurological chemical release. So today we're talking about the science of brain orgasms or sex in the brain instead of sex on the brain. So this is extremely important because the ability to experience a brain orgasm brings about a euphoric feeling that overrides self-rejection, self-hate, and self-shame. So this is the solution to the problem. So we've been talking about the problem for the last 3 to 4 days. So now we want to spend equal amount of time, if not more time, talking about the solution. So the first key in order to have, a spiritual brain orgasm, which is a central sexual spiritual superiority in the brain, in no other organ in the body. There's other studies and classes that deals with that issue, but we want to talk today and the next couple of days about the healthy spiritual way to bring about an increase or a intense comfort and an intense feeling of being adequate and an intense feeling of being worthy and an intense feeling of being desirable. So these keys about, again, number one that we're talking about today that replaces self-rejection, obviously, is self-acceptance. Now, this is the number one that trumps really the other two. But the other two, we want to go through the diatribe of breaking down the brain orgasms or sex in the brain instead of sex on the brain. So that way you can understand the science behind producing and the crown chakra or the crown of the head, and it spreads down through the body and it brings about a overall increased lymphatic connection and neuron activity that results in a calmness and a relaxed flow, a peaceful, joyful disposition that is all scientifically, biologically proven in the study called ASMR, which we're going to be breaking down during this series. Now, this is the science. This is the biological proof of what I do every day, all day, which is why I go to the gym three times a day, which is why I work for myself, which is why I drink distilled water, which is why I don't have a negative thought, which is why I don't engage in the first problem, which is rejecting the self. I engage in the first solution. Number one, self-acceptance. Now, brothers and sisters, this is going to be tough if you are a Christian, because you've been taught that something's wrong with the self. This is going to be tough if you are a female, because you've been taught by the dominant culture that your chi-chis is too little, or your chi-chis is too big, or your waist is too big, or you too dark, or you too light, or your hair is too curly, or it's too straight. Every female I know, and male for that matter, let me not leave out the men, that there are some bougie men too. But every female I know is working on themselves. Every female I know, that they need to add something to themselves. They got to add hair, makeup, you know. Now remember, there is nothing wrong on the surface of wanting to oscillate and vibrate at the high level. But we're talking about peak performance. I'm a peak performance coach. We're talking about having sex in the brain, not having sex on the brain. We're talking about replacing self-rejection, self-hate, and self-shame and self-guilt that is always manifested in a form of an over-superiority complex, in the form of a overdress, in form of a overindulgence of the self, in a form of, again, a fake jovial feeling where you're not really happy for your own accomplishment. No matter what you do, this perfectionist spirit keeps you from celebrating yourself. So the number one key is to get rid of self-rejection and bring about the biological process of releasing chemicals in the brain, dopamine, serotonin, melatonin, oxytocin, vasopressin, endogenous, DMT, all of these chemicals, you know, even morphine, opiate or opiums, all of this the brain produces naturally. So when this happens, it starts with a tingling sensation inside at the top or the crown of the chakra or the head where the circle of Willis is, and it spreads down the body. Now, we're going to talk about this tingling sensation that starts at the top of the head and goes down the spine, and it goes throughout the entire lymphatic system, and it brings about or it triggers what they call a ASMR, which we're going to break down so that way you can understand, so that way you can start to do this for yourself. And you don't need nobody else. Now, if somebody pulls alongside of you and they have a shared dream, shared vision, and you guys are able to connect. Now, remember, the vision doesn't have to be the same. The visions that have to be shared, meaning mutual respect. I respect your dream. You respect my dream. So when I go do my dream, you support me. When you go do your dream, I support you. Maybe I can't be there physically, but I'm there spiritually. I'm there mentally. I'm not going to try to make you feel anything just because you don't support my dream. In fact, I want to make you feel elevated. And so the number one key to do that is self-acceptance. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the smoking gun, because this means self-accountability. So nobody wants to have self-acceptance or self-accountability. So therefore, they cannot have or they cannot release ASMR. Therefore, the body, again, this is the biological proof that there are self-deficiencies that's happening inside of the brain is due to a path of conditional acceptance instead of a path of unconditional acceptance. Now, we spent 3 hours breaking down the problem. Number one, self-rejection. Number two, self-hate. Number three, self-shame, self-guilt. Now we're going to spend 3 hours breaking down the solution. Number one, self-acceptance. Number two, self-love. And number three, this is a big one, self-accountability. Now, this self-esteem or self-value or self-accountability, we start with number one, based upon the science, the biological proof of how chemicals are released inside the brain. So a brain orgasm comes into your brain whenever the brain senses or feels acceptance. So self-acceptance is an awareness of one's strengths and weaknesses. Let me say that again, Father, touch the minds of your people. Self-awareness is the awareness, or self-acceptance is the awareness. Now, in order to have a brain orgasm, in order to experience a tingling, or what they call a brain tingle, or a brain orgasm, it requires you to understand the autonomous sensory meridian response. This is called, in science and biology, in the medical community, as ASMR. So A stands for autonomous, S stands for sensory. Now, a computer, for the S, they have a C. The computer has a central processing unit. Well, you have a sensory processing unit. So your sensory processing unit is disconnected right now. The thing that disconnects your central process, your sensory processing unit, the neurological disconnection, now we're talking about a neurological connectivity or reconnection. The neurons cannot fire together because there is no physical sensation of a tingling in the scalp that is the result of the neurons crossing the synaptic gap. So biologically speaking, unless there is a bio, which means course of living, a.k.a. path. Ology, O-L-O-G-Y, means word or words. If your words do not put you on the path, there is no brain orgasm. So people who experience ASMR, like I do every day, it is a pleasant sensation. It is a dumbfounding inability to get angry. Like you got to force. Now, remember, I force myself to send out emails and ask people that, hey, you missed your last payment. Now, you guys go like this month. I was just like, man, like I didn't even send out. If you paid me, you did. If you didn't, yeah. It wasn't even like, why? Because I'm in a, you know, like after you have sex, you just kind of laying in bed watching TV, like in the movies that we show, in the laying in bed smoking a cigarette. You know, you just totally relaxed. Well, the same thing happens in the brain. But the number one way by which we start that process is the awareness of one's innate attributes and characteristics. I keep telling you, and I'm going to keep telling you, you got to give up your religion. You got to give up your morality. It's the awareness of your strength and weaknesses. Everybody understands the strengths. Everybody loves the appraisal of one's talents, capabilities, and general self-worth. Very few people accept their deficiencies regardless of their past behavior and choices. I don't know nobody that has accepted their past behavior and their past choices. I don't know nobody. I know this, and every time I start talking about my past, and I talk about it in a negative light, then I gotta stop myself, and I gotta remind myself, hold up, time out. I fully accept myself. I acknowledge my reality. I practice realistic, blunt, brutal honesty and authenticity with myself. I don't give a flying beep what you think about me. But it's very important that I have the ability to unconditionally value all parts of myself. I totally value my ability to love people unconditionally. I totally value the fact that I'm a six and I'm a doormat. I totally value it. I just regulate it. It's not good or bad. It's regulated. I'm different than you, boo-boo. You ain't better than me, and I ain't better than you. Now I see my worth and my value. I don't need nobody to come alongside of me and say, Brother Will, you the baddest thing. Hey, dude, I already know that, man. Tell me something I don't know. So there's nobody can come up, Brother Will, dude, you are an adulterer and a fornicator. Okay, how you know? Because I told you, I had somebody tell me on my YouTube channel, what did they say? Oh, they said that, you know, I listened to your teachings or something to that effect, and I thought one thing, but I found out that's another thing. I even recently received a text similar to that as well. Now, what does that mean, though, in English? That means that their expectation of me, remember, the only way you can be disappointed if you got unrealistic expectations and you've misplaced your dependency. You're depending upon somebody else to do something for you that you should do for yourself. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means in English, because this has nothing to do with nobody else. This has to do with me. Everybody's goal in life unconsciously is to make me a vibrational prison of their perception. That's your goal. Like when you get married or when you're in a relationship with somebody, what is your goal? Your goal is to make the person a vibrational prisoner. Now, you don't know that. Your goal should be to make set the person vibrationally free. That should be your goal. But that's not our goal. We project our vibrational beliefs onto our mates. Now, we do that in all areas. That's the number one indication of self-hate. Because you can't hate me unless you hate yourself. Now, the only way you can hate yourself, let's go back to the beginning. Self-shame and self-guilt. So you feel ashamed because of past decisions or past behavior. Now, let's say, okay, in my first marriage, I told everybody, you know, all of the crazy stuff that I did wrong. Okay, so what do I do now? Now, remember when I was a kid, I told you guys what happened to me when I was a kid. Okay, I carry around all that anger, and I wanted to hurt somebody that was gone. Sister X died. So I wasn't looking for her. She was already gone. So what do I do with that anger? My grandmother's gone. Everybody who told me I was worthless, no good for nothing, dog, I wasn't going to add up to nothing, they dead. So who do I take this anger out on now? So I have to deal with the self-shame and the self-guilt. Then I have to deal with the self-hate. Then I have to deal with the self-rejection. So the number one key to releasing chemicals in the brain that you experience this euphoric feeling every day, all day, is to have an autonomous sensory meridian response. So in your body, you have primary meridian lines. You got 12 of them. Heavenly Father, in the name that destroys every demon and every devil on this earth, touch the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of Source, the prime creator. You remember in the movie Transformers, why is old boy's name Optimus Prime? He's trying to tell you something, boo-boo. Optimus Prime, that means the Optimus Prime. That's the highest possible prime. A primer. When you paint something, you got to have a primer. That's the base. So if you don't go back to source, if you don't go back to the freaking base where everything starts at, you have to accept. Now, remember the Bible when Peter, Paul, whoever the hell it was, asked God to take this thorn from me. What did God tell him? He said, hell no. He asked him three times and God said no. But then did you read the part of the scripture where it says why God said no? God said no. And notice that the messenger that was that thorn in his side was a messenger of Satan. It was a message that's being sent in your brain. Right now, you respond to that message. That is a demon. I just have a client. Man, I'm going to have this brother on here. He's going to tell you his story. You got to hear this. I've been telling y'all about these freaking plant deities, about Alku, and about doing all of this stuff, man. I got a testimony. It's fresh off the press. Yesterday, you got to hear this for yourself. I cannot believe it. I've been telling my children this. This dude actually met Alku. Talk to him. When you drink alcohol, man, it's not what you've been taught. It takes over your autonomous. Does anybody know what the word autonomous means? It means you ain't got no control over it, boo-boo. It's automatic. It's an autonomous. So when people say something come over them and they go out and kill, man, that is real. You will hurt yourself or somebody else, and you won't even know how, why, and when it happened. So the autonomous sensory meridian lines are the autonomous sensory meridian response. It's a sensation, for lack of a better word, that starts at the crown chakra. And it goes down. Now, this is how you have an orgasm in the brain. But we need to understand how to cause it. I just can tell you how I caused it, how I caused it every day, how I'm able to maintain, how I went from being bipolar, arrested development disorder, schizophrenia, scared of my own shadow, you know, pissing and urinating on, you know, defecating on myself and all of this stuff. Then I went to the other extreme where I want to fight everybody, you know, trying to take on all comers and all of this stuff. So I had to find balance. I was messed up in the head. Remember, it was no demons outside of me. They was all internal. So self-acceptance, how do you accept yourself? How do you accept your life? How do you accept your reality? How do you put yourself on the path of unconditional self-acceptance? See, self-acceptance is an awareness. What I have gave you is the most, that thing should be framed and it should be put on your wall. Your life optimization chart and circle. Everybody should have a savings account set up. Everybody should be sending me a minimum of about $100,000. When you blow up, make sure you go, you come back and you say, Doc, here's that 100 G's, dog, for that life optimization chart. Remember, I call it your millionaire mind map. If you understand that circle that I gave you, that controls your ASMR. Each number on that circle controls a primary meridian line, and it puts it on its automatic response system. It's a sensory. It's like an alarm system. So anytime that feeling is consciously, then it activates the sensory meridian line in the body. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. Your whole body is controlled by your inner God. Let me say that again. Your whole entire body is controlled by your autonomous sensory meridian response system. Let me say that again. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. The only way to replace or the only way to activate the automatic response is to fully accept your strengths and your flaws. Don't change them. They will change automatically. How do you stop responding to negative thoughts in your head? By responding to positive thoughts in your head. The way that you stop bad is to start good. Now, there's no such thing as bad. It's just different choices and different decisions. So you, it's like, what do you do, men, if you want to have an erection? Anybody? Is there any man that have an erection other than the, you know, the what we call the morning wood when you wake up in the morning? Why do we have a morning wood in the morning, brothers? Because we got to go to the restroom. We got to go urinate. I don't know nobody that has an erection. Now, there are some people. I don't know. Let me rephrase that. When you go to a funeral and you see a dead body, men, does that create a sensory response? Now, some people into some I've heard of some crazy stuff, you know, bestiality and all of this stuff out there. So nowadays, you got to kind of, you know, you can't make blanket statements. Most people, they don't respond. Like most grown men, they don't have a sensory response when they see little boys. Most. Now, there's some touched in the skull dudes out there, but we're talking, again, average. So what am I saying? I'm saying that your sensation has been identified. They've, according to ASMR, which is the Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, according to the science behind this, it starts in the head, not in the genitals. Let me say it again, brothers, and women for that matter. Sex starts in the freaking brain. It doesn't start when somebody starts, you know, stroking your genitalia. Well, the same thing happens spiritually. Spirituality, it doesn't start when Reverend Dr. Bishop lays his hands on you. Spirituality starts in the brain. That's why they have you ever heard of the placebo effect? How does the placebo effect works? What is the science behind the placebo effect? The science behind the placebo effect is I can give you a sugar pill and I can cure your cancer. As long as you think that sugar pill is a pill that was sent down by God himself that has a 100% success rate. As long as you believe it, you can achieve it. That's it. So let me get this right. You just got to trick your own brain. Hello, ring, ring. That's all I do every day. Trick your body into building and doing whatever you want to do. Now, let me make sure you understand how to trick your body. Because the trick is not a trick. The trick is over and understanding your innate attributes. Now, this is what science don't know. Science is saying self-help. Science is saying, now, this is mine. You can't find this nowhere other than you read my book, Clitoronomics. All the doctors know the secret trick to instantly healing somebody or spontaneous healing or distant healing is the person's belief. Now, the Bible says it is done unto you as you believe. So all I did was I had a hard time finding something or someone to believe in because religion had let me down. So I didn't believe in religion. So I was forced to find another belief system. So I didn't believe because, you know, everybody that I believed in, whether it was Buddha, Muhammad, or everybody I researched, I found out that they was just, you know, they was man-made. So I needed something to believe. I needed something to put in my mind before I put it in my mouth, meaning food. I needed to find something better than food. So that's how I came up with my frequent intense training system, because I understand how to improve your health. If I improve my brain's health, then a healthy brain creates a healthy body. So I understood neurotheology, and that's when I started by doing research on this lady by the name of Olga Kotelko, spelled K-O-T-E-L-K-O. And she was one of the most successful track and field athletes way back in the day. And she was at the University of Illinois, and they let them study her brain. She became a lab rat. So after they scanned her brain, and they was trying to figure out how she held so many world records and how she won, you know, all of these gold medals in the Masters events. At her age, I think she was like 87, and then all the way through like 90 plus, They could not figure out. They could not figure out. But at the age of 95, she was running and doing all of this stuff that people that are 90 can't do. But the cells in her body have formed something called the white brain matter. Now, this is called a neural net. Now, again, we're talking about how do you overcome any obstacle in your life? How do you do the same thing I do every day? Despite the self-rejection, the voices in my head are still there. I can still hear the voice of my grandmother in my head telling me, you're going to grow up and be a worthless alcoholic just like your daddy. You ain't going to never amount to shizness. Those voices are still in my head. So I have to build a neurological network. I have to have what is called brain tingles. So brain tingles is a calming and a relaxing effect that is brought about by the experience that you create in the conscious brain. They did a study of YouTube video watchers, and they put on YouTube video, and there were people whispering and people tapping on tables, and then there was people who were rubbing their microphone. And then there was people doing stuff that was, again, mundane activities, and people were just watching it. Then they did a video of some girls eating ice cubes, just eating ice, just random videos. And they couldn't figure out why these random videos was causing the brain frontal lobe to highlight as if they was having an orgasm during sex. So they did this study that was done and published in June the 20th by a journal of PLOS Plus called Plus One, except the letter U was with the letter O. So it's PLOS. So in this study, they saw that the heart rate changed, the beats, and all of this stuff happened. And so what was interesting was the people wasn't doing anything, quote unquote, with the activity. But what they noticed was that all of the participants who was having a physiological stress reduction wasn't the physical activity. It was the thought that was maintained in the brain while they was doing the activity. So they asked them why you was chewing the ice, combing the hair, you know, why you was doing a mundane activity, what were you thinking about? And so when they went through and they did the study and they found out that it's not the physical activity that brings about a brain stimulation, meaning it's not that when somebody stimulates you physically that creates a not only a sexual response, but a brain response, a brain orgasm happens because of the soul, not the physical. That's why the brain's ability to your ability to use your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect overrides the physical stimulation of somebody, women, rubbing on your breast. Rubbing on your breast is great, but if you can rub on your breast in your brain, it's greater. What the studies are showing is, and this study was actually banned in China. So ASMR, the Chinese government announced the removal, and I'm reading from the article, it announced the removal of all ASMR-related content, ASMR-related studies, ASMR-related research, all video streaming, all websites anywhere in the country of China is known as the Anti-Pornography Office. It was reported to the Anti-Pornography Office because what happens in your brain when you do what I'm getting ready to share with you doing this series is greater than sex, because you're not now, instead of having sex on your brain, you're having sex in your brain. And so the brain, like during the study, they were saying that women preferred having sex in the brain instead of having sex on the brain. So it could bring about the removal of, quote unquote, the sexual act. So China outlawed this in their country, where the promotion and the study of books and videos that teaches people how to do what I do every day is banned in China. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Because inside of my book, Neurotheology, again, I stumbled onto this stuff because I needed to do something to control my own brain. Because my brain was responding to something that was playing in my head that was an autoimmune response. It wasn't something that I had. So I had to figure out a path to unconditional self-acceptance. So the key to fully accepting yourself is, number one, acceptance is unconditional value of all parts of the self. Number one. And that's going, you got to chew on that bone for a while. Because there's something that you don't like about yourself. Maybe it's your hair. Maybe it's your skin color. It's self-acceptance in order for the brain to activate the crown chakra, the 12 primary meridian lines in your body automatically. You have to totally accept your strengths and your weaknesses that's found in your chart. Now, if you do what I, now this is what I do. I didn't deal with the past because all of the people that was telling me to deal with the past, they all spent too much time in the past. What does that mean? Whatever you put your attention on, energy flows where attention goes. So I already knew, based upon what the father had told me, that Negro, don't go back to the past and revisit or have what is called a negative event recall. Every therapist on the planet that I know, they tell you to go back to the past. Like, why would you do that? Why would you go back to the past? Well, they want you to deal with the past. Well, you've already done with the past because the past is dealing with you. So going back into the past just releases the same chemicals of the past. So without understanding the 12 primary meridian nerves, points, or sensory spots or places on the body, the 12 primary meridian lines inside of the body. Now, in acupuncture, that's what they focus on to bring about healing. That's why in Japan, acupuncture is great because it releases, this is getting into Q-Con and distant healing. When they talk about acu, which is aqua, A-C-U is really A-Q-U, is aqua pressure. Because water, it inhibits the flow. So the body's meridian lines is what is activated when you accept yourself. Meaning the Japanese understood or the Orient understood through acupuncture points. They even have a system, when I was over there, that uses like Tai Chi, physical movements, and music. There is a meridian system. There is a musical meridian system for the body. So the music releases any emotional blockage in the body so that the water can flow. It unblocks because money is currency. If you have a money problem, you have an emotional blockage problem. There is an emotion that comes up that every time that emotion comes up, block. You stop. That means your money stop. That could be your mama could trigger it. Your dog could trigger it. Your cat could trigger it. Your man could trigger it. The government could trigger it. Everybody has emotional blockage. Everybody, myself included. That stops you from having a brain orgasm. So if you do not deal with the emotional brain, the emotional intelligence, the emotional blockage, everybody has some type of emotional blockage in you. This emotional blockage stops the brain from connecting. Now, let me make sure you understand, because you got to clear the emotional block. This emotional blockage is stopping you, and the three emotional blocks or what we just talked about. Self-rejection, self-hate, self-shame, self-guilt. You should not have those. But since I know no matter how much I tell you, don't reject yourself, bam, it's because it's what? It's unconscious. You don't even know you're rejecting yourself. So we form an emotional block whenever we don't express our emotions in a healthy way. Let me say that again. You form an emotional block whenever, every time you don't express yourself in a healthy way. So somebody piss you off and you stop talking to them, or you go and punch a wall in the house, or you go kick the dog, or you curse somebody out. Every time you express yourself in an unhealthy way, why the hell y'all think I work out 3 times a day? Anybody want to know why do I work out 3 times a day? I don't give a damn if I lose a pound or put on any muscle. I got to release that emotion in a healthy way. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. That's why the word exercise and the word exorcism is damn near the same. Every time you exercise, you perform an exorcism. If you're not exercising, may God have mercy on your soul. I don't even know how you live. I honestly do not know how people go through life and don't exercise. There are people that I know that don't exercise, and they full of emotional blocks. It's in their body. Because they got women, you got weight behind your on your traps, behind your, on your arms. You got weight in your gut because cortisone only puts weight on your abdomen, on your neck, and behind your arms, a little bit on your back. So I can always tell a woman who's having severe emotional blockage because of where the fat is stored. Now, you can starve, you can eat crackers and drink water till Jesus comes back, and that fat will never go away because the fat is held by cortisone. So every time your body, or every time you have an emotion that is not expressed freely and healthily, or in a healthy manner, it creates an emotional blockage. That emotional block causes, number one, constant fatigue and depression. Every time you have an emotional block. I can always tell people who have an emotional block, they ain't got no energy, and they always depressed. Because your emotions are buried deep down in your unconscious brain. You ain't even aware of it. You feel tired all the time. Why do I have unlimited energy? Why do I go all day, every day, 24-7, 365, nonstop? Why do I sleep 3 or 4 hours a day? I force myself to sleep because I know my body needs to break. I don't need to break, but my body needs to break in order for my 12 primary meridian lines and my 12 senses and the 12 houses of what you call them. Y'all remember that movie, 12 Years a Slave? Why was he a slave 12 years? And that was all in there. Why does most programs have 12 steps? Why does 12 months? Y'all remember that movie came out, to 12 Monkeys? Why women pregnant mostly for, 12 weeks? 12, the number 12 is all throughout our system because it's for the 12 primary meridian lines that goes with the 12 constellations. That go with the 12, really 13 zodiac signs. That goes with the 12 inches in a foot. And so we got the number with the law of 12 everywhere. So self-acceptance is the ability to activate the flow. Now remember, out of your belly flow rivers of living water. So your inability to accept yourself is because of the lack of releasing the emotional blockage. So whenever you pretend, I know you have an emotional block whenever you pretend that an issue doesn't matter. Anytime somebody tells me something that I know, because their energy changes. See, I did the little thing this morning. I told you guys, this is the new millionaires. All new millionaires are energy detectives like me, meaning they have energy discernment. They don't have regular discernment. So I don't care where you are in the planet. If I've ever had a conversation with you, if I've ever seen your picture, then I can tell anytime your energy changes. And so I will email clients, family members, and I ask them, hey, how's everything going? Or what's going on? And they will immediately say, oh, everything's going great, Doc. Everything's good. And then I immediately know that they're not accepting themselves. They still have self-rejection. They still have self-hate. And they still have self-guilt and self-shame because they're pretending that the issue doesn't matter. They're pretending that the mind is sending you an emotion and you are dismissing the issue like it doesn't bother you. Like, you know, you're pretending that it doesn't matter. So that creates an emotional block. And if you got an emotional block, then that means you got to do what all sixes do. You got to constantly try to be a people pleaser because your emotion is being stifled by somebody else. So you got to replace it. You are emotionally bankrupt. There's no money in your emotional bank account. So you got to please other people to put the money back that you are taking out. It's like you taking money out of your own account and you're not putting money back in the account. Now, let me make sure you understand it because this is extremely important, man. I did this crap for 50 plus years, and it almost cost me because those old thoughts of suicide and all the other stuff started coming back because I had a constant need to please other people. Now, I know it's in my nature because I'm a six, but the inability to say no, always saying yes to everybody, is a huge indicator of an emotional block. Because you get your rocks off. You get a feeling, but it's a false feeling of success or false feeling of movement or false feeling of dealing with the emotional blockage. So self-acceptance means you are aware of your strength and your weaknesses. And you have an accurate appraisal of your assets and your liabilities, meaning your numbers. When you accept yourself, you acknowledge your innate God-given attributes and characteristics. You practice authentic honesty and you admit your mistakes. That's acceptance. Number one, if you accept yourself, you have the ability to accept your totally unconditionally your strengths and your weaknesses. If you have total self-acceptance, you acknowledge your reality was created by your mentality. If you have total self-acceptance, you know that you can change your reality with your mentality. If you have total self-acceptance, you practice brutal honesty with yourself. What does that mean, though? How do you accept yourself totally unconditionally? This is where it's very, very difficult for most people. You get out of morality. You stop trying to be good or evil. That is the number one key of self-acceptance. See, your expectations are unrealistically high. You can't stop thinking about your past life or past relationships or past behavior. You constantly, not you personally, but people you know, you constantly procrastinate, move things back. Because all of this helps you deal with suppressing your emotions because you are repressing and you are suppressing. You're not processing your emotions. That creates an energy block because your emotions are energy in motion. If there's no energy movement, there's no money movement. And 99% of the people, their 12 meridian lines are blocked. So sex on the brain means that all 12 of the nerves that meet at the top of your brain, that's called the circle of Willis. Go to Google and type in circle of Willis. This is why you are in Groundhog's Day. You can't move forward. Now, remember, you know what to do, but you can't move forward. How come you can't move forward? Because you know that there are emotions that are stopping you from going down the path of total unconditional self-acceptance. You don't have the energy because emotions is energy in motion. That's why you're tired all the time. You're not tired physically. You're tired emotionally. You are emotionally drained. Your emotions are drained. There is an emotional block, so you will experience constant fatigue and depression because you're spending, it takes a tremendous amount of energy to keep your emotions buried down All of the energy that you should be spending on fulfilling your dream and your destiny and building products, if you pay me and if you join the Business Builders on June the 1st, you will not have the energy to put into building a product. You won't even have the energy to tune into the show because the thought create a feeling. It's the thoughts. You are thought tired. You're not physically tired. You're tired of thinking. So people who are suffering from a lack of self-acceptance due to self-rejection, they have emotional blockage. And the emotions are blocked because they're not dealing with emotional issues that come up. So when an emotional issue comes up, stop pretending like the issue doesn't bother you. Yes, it bothers you. It should bother you. So if something happened in your life and you know it wasn't right, everybody knows it wasn't right, and you're the only one walking around, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. No, it is a big deal, man. If you get pulled over while driving while black, that's a big effing deal. So when the cop walk up to your car, you say, yo, dog, you should tell him that line, man, why the hell you pulled me over? I got better shit to do than me sitting over here on the side of the road. What's your badge number, man? Get your sergeant and your captain over here. Why are you pulling me over? Well, you was not. No, I wasn't doing nothing, man. Call your captain. Get somebody else over here. You should be pissed off and you should be angry at yourself. Why? You ordered it. How did you order it? Because you're not accepting yourself. Self-rejection is the inability to identify that you are God on earth. The fact that you believe in this watered down, whatever you believe in, that's all. That's the source of all of your problems. Every problem is a lack of a self-image. You feel tired and you feel drained because you're pretending that you ain't God. And as long as you're pretending that you ain't God, Negro, you ain't God. And the devil's going to punk you. And he's going to continue to punk you because you are allowing him, her, it to punk you. Because you're carrying yourself like a peasant. So therefore, they're going to treat you like a peasant. All emotional problems come from a lack of self-worth. So the inability to activate the 12 primary meridian lines in your body causes all of the issues and causes all the problems in life. So you got to accept yourself. Okay, Brother Will, that's great. How do I accept myself? You have to realize that there are 12 invisible channels throughout your body called QI, or Qi, C-I, or Spirit in the Bible, or Pneuma in the Greek, or Ruach in the Hebrew. I don't give a flying banana what language you use, man. Only thing I care about is that you understand that those 12 meridian lines, that controls the flow of your chi. That's how much money you make. I didn't start making no money until I understood. Do you have to understand the biology behind all of the 12 meridian lines? Absolutely not. All you got to know is one thing, that they blocked. Why are they blocked? They blocked because there's a lack of self-acceptance. So what determines our self-acceptance or lack thereof? Self-acceptance is very similar to self-esteem. See, when you were a child, when you was a kid, you was able to accept yourself. You was able to accept your parents. You had a feeling of being accepted by your parents, by the powers that be in your life. All of the psychology, if I had hours and days, I would get into the psychology behind this. Because the psychology behind deviant behavior, when I was studying deviant behavior in college, I was blown away. When I went to prison and I was talking to all these dudes in the Supermax, and I was asking them about their childhood, and I kept all of these notes, and everybody was asking me, hey, Doc, why you down there talking with the inmates all the time? Why you are freaking, you know, friendly with the inmates? And all of my buddies, them knuckleheads, all they wanted to do was punish them. I said, man, why in the hell are we punishing these dudes? The punishment is the prison. Well, they did this. They did. I don't. Who made me jury? Who made me judge? So I went down there and talked to them dudes. And you know what they all said? I never met a man in prison that knew purpose. Never. I never met a man in prison who had self-worth or self-esteem. Everybody by the age of 8, if you experience the lack to formulate a clear, separate sense of self. Now remember, that is transferred to you by your caretakers. I don't care who your caretakers are. But if your caretakers was whack, like my caretakers was, your ass got self-rejection because you never established the self. You don't even know who you are. So if your parents were unable or unwilling for whatever reasons, my case, I was never at home. I was always working or I was always chasing females. So I already knew that my five children all was suffering from a lack of a separate sense of self. So what is a sense of self? What is the psychology behind sense of self? Again, that's another 7-hour series. But when we're talking about the sense of self, remember, we got sensory. This is the automatic sensory meridian response. Sensory. If your sensories are off, if your self-sense, which is a collection of senses about the self, it's the self-concept. So the sense of self is one's perception of self. So each individual on this call, you got a perception of self that is directly that directly controls the ASMR, the auto sensory meridian response. So your meridian lines, that's the flow of energy through your body, is stopped because there is no confidence. There is a sense, there is a lack of strong confidence in the body. So when we talk about how do you know, when I ask people, who are you? And they tell me what they do. Well, who am I? Well, I'm a banker. Well, I'm a, no. Who are you? What do you mean? What do you mean? Who are you? I love asking that. I love asking kids that. Like between the ages of 18 and 21, I love asking, man, so who are you? And they just have this look on his face like, what the is he talking about? The fact that you don't know who you are means you can't be who you are. So where does the sense of self come from? The sense of self comes from what is called a pro-preconception, pro-preception, which comes from a Latin word, proprios, which means one's own or God's own. Do you know this word means seize, as in a seizure? It means to seize oneself. The inability for you to grab yourself when you come out of the womb is the source of every. That's the reason why Negroes in prison. It's, you cannot commit a crime if you know yourself. It is biologically impossible for somebody to do bad while feeling good. Meaning, when you go to a movie, prove it to yourself. Go to the movies, and while you're sitting there watching a movie, they say you go watch a Kevin Hart movie. I want you to be like angry. Or if you're watching a scary movie, I want you to be just full of laughter. Your energy is controlled by your soul. So a sense of self is a sense of the soul. It's the sense. So when I ask you, who are you? I'm asking you, what is your mind? What is your will? What is your emotion? What is your imagination? What is your intellect? That is the inside world. That's the universe. So when I'm talking about the Latin word proprioception, that means one owns universe. So what's going on in the inside of you? So a strong sense of self is self-acceptance. That means now I have a very strong sense of 6-3-3-9. Very strong. Very strong. So that strong sense of self, something comes to self and tells self, you ain't self. Self says, get the up out of here, homie. There is a strong sense of self. So my strong sense of self establishes a current that creates an external flow of influence, and it creates a robust sense of my groundedness and my right course and my right standing, meaning I know I'm standing in the right place. That is the definition of the biblical word righteous. So your righteousness doesn't come from God. Righteousness comes from self, because self is God. So God put himself in you. So the word sense of self, that word, again, that the Latin phrase for the English word self or sense of self, that means one own inner God. So the inner verse is the energy. So the word energy is energy. That's inner God. That's I-N-N-E-R-G. So if you do not have a relationship with God, you don't have a relationship with yourself. That means you got an energy block. So God is the only way for you to activate or to have a sex in the brain, not sex on the brain. So to have a brain orgasm simply means it's like you having a worship service. You ever go to them old churches where you're in worship service where, you know, everybody's slain in the spirit, everybody's passed out, everybody's drunk in the spirit? That's the inner God connecting with other gods, and all the gods get together. That destroys, that totally destroys all mental dis-ease. A strong sense of self is a strong sense of God. It breeds confidence and ambition. It destroys fatigue and depression. Self, a strong sense of self, is a strong sense of self-belief. So a sense of self, is defined as one's perception of one's inner God. Since you do not have a relationship, not you personally, but people you know, with your inner numbers, your inner symbols, you cannot have a relationship with God, because God only reveals himself inside of you. He never reveals himself outside of you. So if you're looking for God outside of you, you have no self. You have no self-control. That's why there's very few people inside the church that have self, total, unconditional self-acceptance. Because if you stop going to church, you reject yourself. But you don't know, because it's unconscious. If you stop tithing, how do I know? How do you feel? Now, if anybody, like, let's keep it real. Let's be honest. Remember, a lot of other people, don't lie to yourself, man. Whatever you do, don't lie to yourself. How do you feel when you can't keep up? Now, the reason that we do everything is to be accepted by everything. Why? How come you can't say no? You're six. How come a six can't say no? Because self-acceptance is how they establish their acceptance. So really, you got self-rejection, but it is masked as self-acceptance. So you get your self-worth from outside of yourself. Big mistake. That's called, again, misplaced dependencies. You're putting the dependency of your worth and your value on somebody else. So if somebody else, like happened to me multiple times, when they took my collar and they said that, hey, you've been deordained because you stopped tithing, how did I feel? Well, like a loser. Why? I got my self-worth and my value from that collar. I didn't get my self-worth and my value from my numbers, 6339. See, you're getting your self-worth and your value from your hair, from your clothes, from your car, from your makeup, from all of the shiznits that all the stuff you've accumulated, that's your worth and value. So if I take away, if you lose your job, and if if all your hair fall out, that's what, my little son, when he went through, Kendrick went through and all of his hair fell out, bam, his self-esteem took a hit, as it should. I lost my hair just with male pattern baldness, but my self-esteem took a hit. But then I got back on my feet because I realized, hey, I am more than my hair. My hair doesn't define me. My hair doesn't stop now. It hurt. And it knocked me down, but I got back up. So if my car get repoed, my car doesn't define me. If I was to, God forbid, let's say I lose my house, lose the wife, you know, lose my quote unquote health? Does that define me? Is that who I am? Is that my core self? No. My core self, the answer to this is, who are you without your five senses? Whatever that answer is, that's the true you. Who are you without your five senses? Who are you without your five senses? You are a spirit that has possession of the soul, but you're not the soul. You're the spirit. You got possession of the soul, and then the soul manifests itself through the body. So energy flows where the spirit goes. So you're putting your spirit into wrong things. Now, the spirit is a group of related thought. A spirit is a new. Remember when I started the show, I talked about white matter. I was talking about that 90-year-old lady or 95-year-old lady that was breaking all of these records. They found out that the cells in the brain that are called neurons transmit messages from one part of the brain to another part of the brain. They found that in her body, there was no abnormalities in her neurons for people of her age. When they examined her brain, they found out that her hippocampus, which is the part of the brain that is involved in memory, was larger than everybody else her age. They found that her brain was healthier than everybody else her age. They found that the reason that she was able to do everything was because her brain had been kept healthy because of ASMR. They found out that her mind, her will, her emotion, her imagination, and her intellect was superior to everybody else her age. So it was mind over matter. It had nothing to do with her diet. It had nothing to do with whether she was eating GMO food. Now, all of this stuff helps, but that's not the most important thing. What is the most important thing? Whatever you put in your mind, that's what's going to manifest in your hands. Since there is, most of us have a faulty self-image. Man, somebody please write that down. What determines our self-acceptance or lack thereof? Your ability to see yourself the way God designed itself. You see, brothers and sisters, the human psyche is almost impossible to accept yourself according to that design, that stops the flow of everything. Everything is based upon your ability to accept yourself according to your design. Everything. If you cannot accept yourself according to your design, the internal feelings of rejection override everything in life. That's called self-criticism. That's those three words that we broke down earlier. That's the most important thing. If you don't get nothing from today's message, and I do apologize, I'm getting a little interference with the sound, but we're closing anyway. Let me just leave you with the most important thing.
for you to understand how the ASMR works. This is an automatic sensory meridian response. The 12 meridian lines in your body, they automatically respond. So therefore, you cannot consciously override this because it's automatic. You cannot. Now, it takes a lot of time to do like Wim Hof stuff and breathing to override your heart rate. Your heart beats by itself automatically. Your liver functions automatically. Your kidneys function automatically. Everything on the autoimmune system functions automatically. Everything functions automatically. Everything functions automatically. Everything functions automatically. Everything functions automatically. So therefore, brothers and sisters, you have to make sure that you put something in your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect, so that it creates a neurological connection. That is the science of having sex in the brain instead of sex on the brain. It's all the result of the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect. That means you have to accept yourself unconditionally. I know that there's things about yourself that you don't like. You got to like it. Now, what does that mean? That just simply means yourself is your 12 numbers that I gave you on your report. So everybody has those 12 numbers. Now, those 12 numbers control the behavior. So until your behavior change, your job is to make sure that you do one thing in life. Every morning that you wake up or every night that you go to bed, that you make sure that you ask yourself, everything that I did today, did that take me in a direction or did that show or did that present who I really am? Am I pretending that the issues that's going on in my life are not bothering me? That don't mean you got to fight the issue. That don't mean you got to do that. You got to make sure that there is no hidden barriers that consist of any kind of emotion that is going on in your life. You got to make sure that you address any emotional issue that is going on in your life. Otherwise, it's going to show up in your body. It's going to block the flow of currency into your life. All money problems are emotional problems. All money problems are emotional problems. All money problems are emotional problems. So every day I know that I have to be a 333-123-21954. That's me every day. So every day I wake up, I don't say those numbers. I don't think about what the symbols mean. I just know basically there is one word that describes me, and that is creative compassion. There are two words. So every day that I wake up, I don't really focus on the numbers. I don't really focus on, you know, all the details. I know that my body automatically knows who I am. My neurons are just waiting for me to get in line with God's design so that way they can shine. My neurons are waiting for me to get in line with God's design so that way they can shine. So that's the only thing that I got to worry about. That's self-acceptance. So number one, you got to accept yourself. Tomorrow we break down the second key for you to establish a neurological connection so that way there is sex in the brain, not sex on the brain. So that way you are releasing the chemicals in the brain that brings about a tingling sensation with the circle of Willis or the crown chakra, and it flows through the 12 meridian lines and it connects with the 12 tectonic plates in the earth, and the 12 tectonic plates in the earth connect with the 12 constellations in the sky, which connect with the 12 zodiac signs, which comes back down and it activates the 12 cranial nerves in the body. The 12 cranial nerves in the body goes back to the 12 primary meridian lines in the body, which connects again to the 12 tectonic plates, unless there is something that blocks it. That something that's blocking it is the emotion that you're feeling, because you're disappointed, because you're angry, because somebody says something to you. So any form of emotional abuse, that's the result of a conditional acceptance, stops the flow. Self-negativity, the internalization of feeling of rejections, feelings of hate, feeling of shame, feeling whether it's justified or not. If you go out and you do something wrong and you know it's wrong, you should not feel bad. That's the problem. I don't know nobody who does that. Now, I've been telling y'all I do that all the time. If I do something wrong, I do not feel bad. I understand it's bad. I got a brain. I know that that's reasonably and logically that I should not engage in activities that cause hurt, harm, or defraud anybody else. So every day I wake up, I make sure that my intentions are pure. Every day I wake up, I will show that my intentions are pure. Because the world we live in is controlled by intentions. So people don't know my intentions. I could have good intentions, but yet I may intend to come to your birthday party. But on my way, I have a flat tire. And I can't make it to the birthday party. And I promise you that I was going to be there. And I don't show up. And you're angry. And you're pissed off. You don't accept my apology. I don't give up. I don't feel bad. That's between you and your God. I go home and I sleep like a newborn baby because I know I intended to be there. I know that I tried to be there. So I don't feel bad because I know every morning my intention is not to hurt, harm, or defraud anybody. However, somebody's going to feel hurt, harm, or defrauded. Somebody's going to text me. Somebody's going to email me. And they're going to get my book. They're going to read a book. They're going to buy a product. They're going to buy a service. And they're going to be overjoyed or they're going to be disappointed. And because they say, well, I thought the program wasn't what it is, brother. I don't feel bad, boo-boo. That's your perception. Your perception does not determine my reality. So your job is do not allow nobody to create any or create no emotional blockage or no emotional baggage so that way you are suffering from feelings. Because all of these feelings that you're feeling is causing a paralysis of your energy analysis. So what's happening is you are overcome by toxic shame and by, you know, toxic guilt. It becomes chronic and it becomes toxic because it's accumulation of a bunch of crap that has happened over years and years and years. And so these feelings of intense discomfort, feelings of inadequacy, feelings of unworthiness, feelings of all the feelings that you're having, all that crap got to go. You got to have a positive way of releasing your emotions anytime there is a feeling of self-shame, self-guilt, self-hate, self-rejection. It must be replaced by self-acceptance, self-love, and self-responsibility, responding to your God-given design so that way you can shine. So, brothers and sisters, we continue with tomorrow with part two as we break down how to have sex in the brain instead of having sex on the brain, the three causes of actually connecting neurologically with yourself. This is the science of how to have a brain orgasm. So that way you can overcome self-rejection, self-hate, and self-shame. And you can replace it with self-acceptance, self-love, and self-accountability or self-responsibility. If you do these three things, you're going to activate the ASMR. And that's going to bring about or that's going to activate your automatic sensory meridian response system. It overrides your RAS, your reticular activating system. That is the only way to override the reticular activating system. The reticular activating system automatically blocks out anything that doesn't align with the current disposition. So the way that you override the reticular activating system, the way that you actually rewrite your script, the way that you change any type of behavior, is for you to override the reticular activating system, the RAS. And the only way to override the RAS is for you to activate the ASMR, the automatic sensory meridian response system. That destroys the reticular activating system. So my brothers, my sisters, thank you everybody so much for joining me. May the big G, prime creator, may the sun, the S-O-N and the S-U-N and the S-U-M continue to allow the Ruach and the Numa, the Chi, the Q, to continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless.
I never wanna let you go. child, my princess. Now she's a woman. She used to just hold me, love me. Now she's a woman. My baby, my child, my princess. Now she's a woman. She used to just hold me and love me. Now she's a woman. My baby, my child, my princess. Now she's a woman. She used to just hold me, love me. Now she's a woman. Now I gotta let her go, but I never let her go. Daddy never lets you go. The same as y'all of me, and I love you so through infinity. Cause I'm the source and so are you. Baby, DNA is our memory. I've been blessed with a trinity, so I'm going loud like some symphony. I will die for your life, so girl, don't you worry about anything. I would slay for a billion years just to give you billions of happy faces. Break you out of these messy mazes and break you out of these petty races. Every second I'm thinking, pondering, when's the day that I can get you onto this? Love yourself and the rest will follow bliss. Love yourself because your father fathered this. Yeah, I know that you'll hit some obstacles. You're a goddess, so mission impossible. Yeah, I got to go, but I never went. I'ma make sure that you never pay rent. Cause all my baby girls from the heaven sent. I'ma kill devils if they try to make you bent. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlett, you the light, don't you forget. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget.
RDB